Well, Property Classifieds Group Domain released its half-year results today, and they were certainly weaker than the market had anticipated. Revenue was down a good 10% to $147 million. Net profit was down 38% to about $12.9 million, while the market was hoping for around $5 million more than that. It still is paying out a dividend to investors, though, exactly what it paid out last year, 2 cents per share, and that's payable to shareholders on the 13th of March. So, why did it happen? Well, the company's success is very closely tied to the state of the property market. And in recent times, we've had property prices managing to make a bit of a comeback in a number of different states and cities in Australia. But the number of properties going up there for sale has been very, very weak indeed. In fact, according to some data from SQM Research, we've had a 12% fall in total residential property listings, a 30% fall in Sydney, a 24% slide in Melbourne. So that plays obviously a huge part in holding back its results, and that's exactly what we saw this time around. So what Domain has done is try to control what it can. That includes becoming a more efficient outfit, cutting costs as much as possible, but also they've increased the number of real estate agents that are on subscribe to paid packages. So the way this works is agents pay regular subscription fees to Domain, whether or not properties are actually being listed. And then this helps Domain generate regular income. And each time a real estate agent pays needs to pay an additional fee for each property that they list on their website. So profits overall did fall across all of its business units. Its digital business, its core business, only saw profits though falling about 3%, so that was not a bad outcome. Print was where it certainly struggled as far as the declines are concerned, a 43% fall in profit. That's not surprising considering the shift away from print and into digital, of course, recently. And its corporate business has been really the main weight as far as losses are concerned. Now, Domain has also decided to cease sponsorship of the cricket midway through its four-year contract. The CEO thinks money could be better spent elsewhere. So where to from now? Well, there was really limited commentary on the company's outlook for the year, but the company's chief executive did say that there are some positive signs for market activity in the last month or so. The share price did take a hit on this result. It's underperforming the market this year, but it surged by 65% in 2019.